This is TWiT.
Microsoft's Windows 10 The Next Chapter event kicked off this morning at 9 a.m. Pacific from Microsoft's corporate headquarters in Redmond, Washington. The event is still underway and will be continuing all day. Joining us to talk about what they've announced so far is Steve Ranger of ZDNet fame, joining us now. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, very well. Good to see you.
It's a sort of a work in progress. We're going to be covering this this event that is currently taking place. Now, you heard the broadcast so far this morning. To you, what is the biggest thing that's jumped out at you as the most important or the thing that people need most of all to know about what they're announcing?
So I think the most interesting thing that's happened so far is they've been talking about how Windows 10 will be a free upgrade for people using Windows 8, Windows 8.1, and really interestingly, Windows 7 as well. So this is a really kind of aggressive move to make sure that everyone's using the latest version of Windows, trying to get as many people onto Windows 10 as quickly as they can. So that was kind of rumored, but it's still kind of quite a big deal that they're actually going to do it.
It really is, and we've heard from Terry Myerson and Joe Belfiore, both executive VPs for operating systems at Microsoft. Big demo by Joe Belfiore, and there was a huge push, clearly a huge push, for them to unify the mobile version of Windows 10 and the desktop version. They talked about them as if it was just the same operating system, and I think that's a very, very important thing for Microsoft to do. And there was a big starring role by Cortana. Joe Belfiore repeatedly referred to Cortana as she, and of course it has a female voice. And, you know, a lot of new features for Cortana on the desktop of Windows 10. And I personally think that that's very, very important for them. As we said during our own live streaming broadcast, that I think that's important because they'll never catch Microsoft. Microsoft will never catch Google on the search engine front with Bing. I don't think they have a chance of doing that, but they do have a chance to compete against Google now with Cortana, especially if it's universally distributed on every single copy of Windows. And again, that version of Windows is free, so they're going to be heavy upgrades. What did you think of all the things that they talked about regarding Cortana today?
Yeah, so I think the stuff around mobile, you're absolutely right. This is about Microsoft trying to pull themselves back into the mobile game because they've been finding it really hard to compete with Android and iOS. So there's been a lot of emphasis on how mobile is connected into everything that you'll do with Windows. It's interesting whether it'll actually persuade people to go out and buy a Windows phone instead of an Android or iOS device. I'm not entirely sure. Same with Cortana. It's interesting stuff, but I'm not sure it's enormously compelling right now. I struggle to see how people will want to have a kind of a spoken relationship with their PC. I think a PC is very much a keyboard focused device, and I think it will continue to be so. But the idea of having Cortana across mobile and across PC is all about kind of emphasizing that ecosystem play. The Microsoft don't just want to sell you a PC; they want to sell you the gaming machine. They want to sell you a smartphone as well. So a lot of what they've been talking about is how that experience will spread across all of their devices, which is really interesting from a Microsoft point of view. But I wonder how much of that is interesting for a user. How likely are you to use Cortana on a desktop? I can see limited use cases for it, to be honest. I just don't see people talking to their machines either. If you're working in cubicles, no, I can't see people kind of interrupting the flow of the office in that kind of way. But the idea of trying to spread their ecosystem a little bit further to encourage you to buy a smartphone as well as PC, from Microsoft's point of view, that absolutely works. Whether you'll really see the consumers grabbing that, that remains to be seen.
And of course, they have a big opportunity with the preemptive notifications in Cortana. If they're constantly reminding people on the desktop that, hey, I'm Cortana, I'm still here, I can help you, I saw this in your email, I'm going to help you get to the airport on time, that sort of thing, they may have a better shot. Now, can you talk very briefly about what they announced in terms of Continuum? What's new that they announced that we didn't already know?
So Continuum again is kind of interesting. It's not one that I think will necessarily leap out, and I don't think someone's going to go and say, right, I must go and must upgrade to Windows 10 just because of Continuum. But it's another of those elements inside the broader ecosystem that, even if they don't make you upgrade to in and of themselves, it's something that maybe will stop you from going elsewhere. And maybe you'll think, yeah, okay, I've got Windows 8, but I'm going to go with Windows 10 because of all these little pieces that connect that broader ecosystem together. So in and of itself, interesting, not necessarily compelling to everyone, but some people may find it really interesting.
All right, we're going to be covering the Windows 10 announcement, which will be continuing all day. Our coverage will continue throughout the day. The next big chunk of information we'll give you is at 4 p.m. Pacific on Tech News tonight. And following that is a very special episode of Windows Weekly, our epic weekly show about all things Windows with Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley. You definitely want to catch that. That's, again, going to be around 4:30 p.m. Pacific. Again, a special time for Windows Weekly today. Steve Ranger is at ZDNet.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Steve Ranger. Thank you so much for jumping in and joining us about this Windows 10 announcement.
No problem.